Hey everyone, this is Jordan Lopez, voice of McKenna Thorne. Welcome to The Hidden People. We're telling an ongoing story, so if this is your first time listening, please make sure to start from the first episode. Trust me. If you like the show, we'd be honored if you visited us on Patreon at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. For as little as $2 a month, you can be our heroes and help us to keep the story going. In return, we'll give you the inside scoop, bonus episodes, member-exclusive merchandise, and more. After that, hop on over to Apple Podcasts to rate and review the show. Thanks for your support and enjoy The Hidden People.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. Dayton Riders Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 1, Episode 2, The Ant Farm, written by Carrie Zahn, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside, also starring Megan Burnside, and Aaron Eckhout Lopez. Enter this sad little home, where two sad, sad children mourn their dear parents. That is, at least one child mourns. He makes an attempt to plan the final send-off. Why care about lives so temporary? It doesn't seem that McKenna understands either.
What about Claire DeLune?
I've told you at least 6 times, Thomas, I don't care who's invited.
The song, McKenna. Debussy?
We're picking songs for a funeral?
They danced to it at their wedding, I think. Or something like that. I don't know. There was some story about the song. For whatever reason, they cared about it.
You know they died, right?
It's a matter of respect.
I don't believe in funerals.
McKenna.
I'm not trying to be contrary.
There's a reason these rituals exist.
We don't need some ritual to mourn.
For the rest of our family, though. And for me.
Does it smell weird in here to you?
Look, the funeral has to happen. I want to support you in whatever helps you grieve best, but...
It smells like flowers.
What?
But like... sour.
What are you doing?
I told Alfie and Nessa I'd meet up with them.
Okay.
I don't mean to abandon you or whatever, but they're worried.
How long do you think you'll be?
I don't know, but go ahead and make whatever decisions you want. I'm not good at details, so...
Sure. Yeah, okay. I'll see you then.
See ya.
Hello, this is Detective Sam Mulligan from Conley. I'm calling for... Yes, hello. Well, I appreciate your time, sir, certainly. That's right. Looking to see if any of the neighboring precincts have had similar crimes involving animals? You don't say. But that was over, what, 50 years ago? And that's the most recent animal attack similar to mine? That's true. An entire family killed by large animals is very similar. Well, I wouldn't say that exactly, but... Yes. I'll look into it. Thanks for your help. Uh-huh. Bye.
You can just picture it, can't you? The three hapless fools cuddling up in a small town cafe. Continue zooming out, like the end of a tragic film, finding some resolve in the power of friendship after disaster strikes. Except this is not the end, and disaster still looms.
I probably shouldn't be out. If Thomas were capable of being mad at me, he'd be pissed.
I think you needed to get away from the insanity for a night.
I don't know. I should go.
Just stay for a little while. You need the distraction. You don't even have to have fun.
Well, as long as there's no fun involved.
Chai tea latte for Mac.
I think that's your drink order. I'll grab it. Don't get weird.
So, how's the ant farm?
Queenie's working on a new nest.
You
asked.
A humble effort to show interest in your hobbies.
One chai tea, extra hot, sans fun.
Was mine ready?
Kids hot chocolate for Alfie.
Oh, sweet!
And a water with extra water for the broke store manager. How is it that you both have more cash to spend on beverages than me? I want tasty beverages too.
It might have something to do with all of those computer gadgets you're always buying.
So much better than tasty beverages, honestly.
Yeah. I gotta pee.
And she's off.
Where's Mac going?
Bathroom.
It's watered down.
I'm sorry?
It's fine. So, this is weird.
What's weird?
What do we even talk about?
Just try to act normal.
I feel like acting normal right now is just so insensitive.
I don't know, Alfie. I don't know what's best.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry about it. Absolutely my fault for forgetting to lock. Don't worry, I was just fixing my hair.
I'm so sorry, these stupid single-person bathrooms.
Totally. But I'm a fan of pick a bathroom, not a gender.
Yeah. I'll pee now. So sorry to bother you.
No, see, it depends on the genre of the story.
Of what story?
Of our story. Well, of Mac's story. If it's action, then Mac will have to go on the run from the killer, involving at least one lengthy car chase.
Mac doesn't drive.
But if it's horror, then the killer is some supernatural entity who can't be stopped by conventional means, probably with a dark past tied to Mac's family history.
Why do I listen to this?
Of course, if it's a psychological thriller, then Mac is the killer.
That isn't funny, Alfie.
Hey, I don't make the rules of generic thrillers, Nyssa. M. Night Shyamalan does.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Excuse me. It looks like you dropped this.
Oh no, you can't lose your Pokemon hat.
It is not a Pokemon hat.
It's Pikachu yellow.
It's yellow.
What he means is thank you.
No problem. Also, you've got some... Yeah, wait, it's whipped cream? No, there. On your nose. There! You got it.
That's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you.
Hey.
It's Bathroom Girl!
I beg of you to not make that my nickname.
Changing your contact in my phone.
Nicknames? You two know each other?
As of 4 minutes ago when she walked in on me in the bathroom, yes.
McKenna!
Oh, like you actually believe I did it on purpose.
Nice to meet you formally, McKenna.
Mac is fine, actually.
Mac and cheese if you really want to annoy her.
Which you don't. That's Nyssa. This is Alfie.
Hi.
Shaylee.
So, are you staying for the show, Shaylee?
I've actually just been coming here to read lately. I've never seen it get this busy.
You must be more of a Tuesday afternoon reader. This place is packed on the weekends.
Do you want to sit?
Yeah, sure. If I'm not intruding on anything.
Maybe just a few more of Alfie's bad jokes.
And so the introductions begin. As you've gathered, that's Shaylee. The story perhaps isn't about her either, though she may be an important pawn in the game. It all depends, I suppose, on how this interaction goes. No pressure, dear McKenna. I'm sure it will take at least a few minutes before your antisocial attitude and inability to make any genuine relationships scares her off. Though she seems so intrigued by you, perhaps, as long as she doesn't ask any questions, doesn't dig too deep. Then again, one does not have to dig very deep to uncover McKenna Thorne's skeletons.
Why'd you move here, of all places?
Nyssa loves to hate on Conley.
Look around. Mediocre musicians are the closest we come to culture.
I like this place.
Your hot chocolate is watered down.
Touché.
Are you going to Clements?
What's Clements?
The community college.
Ah, no, I'm not. I moved for work.
Oh, good. We are not much for studying.
Says the magic nerd to the hacktivist.
Shh, McKenna. We're making friends. Watch the bonds form. Shaylee, do you have family here?
Nope, just me.
We're all stuck here. We're the ones that never got away. Well, maybe not stuck. That sounds negative. But we're still living here because our families still live here.
Alfie.
What?
He's fine, Nyssa. It's okay.
Oh, shit. Someone change the subject. I beg you.
What's your shtick, Mac?
My what?
You know, your hobby, passion, what have you.
Well, I have an ant farm.
Oh. It's very odd.
We don't talk about it.
Whoa, what's with the ganging up?
Yeah, I ask myself this question daily.
And the conversation continues. Nothing meaningful, all pointless small talk. But perhaps that itself is meaningful. 2 hours of wasted time, wasted connection, getting to know each other by sharing nothing of importance. I have friends in an I world.
This was the most fun I've had since I got here. Hopefully I'll run into you all again.
We are very rarely out doing anything cool, so the probability is high.
Hey, I think this is cool.
I did too, even if my privacy was violated trying to use the bathroom.
Okay, you were fixing your hair and didn't lock the door. Can we let that die?
You've been quiet.
That's Mac for ya.
Mysterious, brooding, aloof.
Annoyed.
Except you're like, almost smiling. We should keep Shaylee on the friends list.
And by that, you mean we should start a friends list.
Yeah. I would be honored to grace your list.
We should probably head home. This place is clearing out.
Oh, Shaylee, did you walk? Which way are you headed?
Are you sure this is the right way? None of this looks familiar.
It's a shortcut. Your place isn't very far from mine. Probably less than a mile past it. After we drop you off, I'll get my car and drive Mac and Alfie home.
Still, I'm sorry you're wasting your entire night walking me home. Feel free to go on your way. I don't want to hold you up.
If you haven't learned from the last few hours, we don't always have a lot to do.
Yeah, the 18 other friends we have just waiting to hang out with us aren't going anywhere.
He's kidding. In case you couldn't tell, because that joke wasn't funny.
Hey, Nyssa, a funny joke would be shut up.
Yes. Yes, that would be funny. Please be funny and shut up, Alfie.
Do you ever get a word in edgewise with these two?
At least they fill the silence. It's nice on the days where I don't feel talky.
Typically the days ending in Y.
At other times, though, it can be quite irritating.
Nyssa? You're really sure this is the way? These buildings don't look like mine.
Oh, that's because you live in the nice part of town.
Hey.
I thought we were close.
Oh, we are. The nice part of town is just after the bad part of town.
This is not the bad part of town. I live in this part of town. It's the less uppity part of town.
Yeah, aka the bad part.
Try being funny, Alfie. I beg you.
What did you say you do to afford such a nice place, Shaylee?
I don't really have one job, I guess. I moved to take a couple of gigs doing some freelance, odd jobs, whatever you want to call it. I mostly live off an inheritance.
That sounds awesome.
It means someone close to her has died, dumbass. Sorry for your loss, Shaylee.
It's fine. My parents passed away, but it was years ago.
That does suck. I'm sorry, Shaylee.
Jeez, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to...
It's really fine.
You don't have to excuse Alfie because you just met him. He's usually pretty inex...
Ah!
What's,
oh my
what's
god!
Wrong?
That church bell! It's really loud.
It's really not. Come on, let's hurry past it.
It doesn't bother me at all.
I live a minute away. I barely notice it.
It feels like it's vibrating my bones.
It's fairly agonizing.
Well, it's not much farther, and it's almost done ringing anyway.
You know, I recognize the street. I think I can make it back on my own from here.
Are you sure? We could,
No, I'm sure. Thank you for the company.
It was really nice to meet you, Shaylee.
Likewise. I'll see you again, I'm sure. You have my number.
Coolio. Bye, Shaylee.
Bye, guys. Bye, McKenna.
See you around.
One suburban bar, two old friends, at least three ulterior motives. Everything in life is manipulation, deception. The world you know is a lie, as is everything in it. Pull back the curtain and what will you see? Another curtain.
Thomas, over here.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for meeting me.
How you holding up?
I'm holding. Any word on the case?
Probably best we don't get into that now.
Right.
You look lost when you came in. Haven't you been here before?
Mom and Dad came for trivia. But no, I haven't been here.
Oh. Well, I got you a Dos Equis. I wasn't quite sure what you liked. Last time we hung out, you could only drink Dr. Pepper.
Ah. I don't always drink beer. But when I do, this is perfect. Thanks. What are you drinking?
A dirty Shirley. I know it's...
No way. Shirley Temples are my dad's favorite drink. Sorry. I mean, they were. He loved the grenadine.
Me too. He was a good man. Had a big heart. You remember when I went on a date with Jacob Hornsby, that guy from the soccer team?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that junior year?
Yes. I called you from the bathroom because I needed an excuse to get out of there.
Right. I had just gotten my wisdom teeth out. I actually don't remember that conversation at all. I was a bit loopy.
You were so loopy. You couldn't drive, so your dad came and picked me up in that old minivan. The green one.
Yeti.
You named it Yeti?
Mom did. Thought it was abominable. She swore never to drive it.
Smart. Anyway, on the way home, your dad gave me dating advice.
Oh God, what did he say?
He said, "The one thing you need to know is... all men are trash."
He did not.
He did.
And he didn't add an exception for me?
Actually, he added, "Especially Thomas." He was very wise.
Now, see, now I know you're lying. He always thought I should ask you out.
Like I said, very wise.
You're not wrong. This is the first time we've really talked since high school.
You moved.
Only a town over.
Well... I never heard from you, so I just...
I know. And I regret it. I've been so busy.
We don't have to get into it.
It's my fault. I was dating someone for a bit, and she would visit with me. I didn't want it to be weird, you know?
We're friends. We always have been.
Right. Well, to friends.
Thanks for coming out with us, Mac.
Do you guys want to come in for a bit?
Sure.
I know you weren't close with your parents, but you're still allowed to be upset. You can do the crying thing if you need to.
Thanks, Ness. Crying doesn't help me much.
I'm worried about McKenna.
Why is that?
It's hard to tell how this is affecting her.
She did seem very tense at the station yesterday, but I would say that's probably normal. Everyone reacts differently.
Is it normal, you think?
Do you have a reason to think it isn't?
She could just be so cold sometimes. But she's very independent, so it's understandable.
Does she open up to her friends?
I have no idea. Since I moved for school and we both officially became adults or whatever, I rarely see her.
I'm just going to lie down.
Of course. We'll do the supporting and the friending.
Alfie, hmm? Supporting and friending.
Oh, right. Do you need water or something?
Oh my god.
I'm fine.
Okay, scoot over.
What?
If we're going to do the friend thing, you gotta scoot over.
Shaylee was cool.
Yeah, she seemed nice. What did you think, Mac?
Yeah, she was, I liked her.
Whoa.
High praise from you.
I'm pretty sure Mac still doesn't like me.
Stop. She was just... It felt like we had a lot in common.
Really?
What?
She was just so... I don't know.
Cool. She was absurdly cool.
Oh, so cool.
And I'm not.
Oh my god, she is so much cooler than all of us.
Except her jacket. Did either of you notice it was...
Inside out.
I thought I was the only one who noticed.
Everyone noticed. How could you not?
Oh, maybe she just didn't realize?
It looked like her sweater was too, but I couldn't tell for sure.
There you go. Found a flaw. God, Alfie, please stop playing footsie with me.
What? I'm not doing anything.
Sorry, friend.
We're here for you, Mac. This whole thing sucks ass, but we're here for you.
Have I ever told you guys I appreciate you?
Exactly, never.
Remind me to do that sometime.
How'd you get into this work anyway? It's pretty amazing that you're a detective already.
Less amazing when you take into account the size of this town.
Still.
I fast-tracked a criminal justice degree straight out of high school.
Clements?
Yeah, it was cheaper than state school. Then at 21, I took my police exams.
And you swooped right in to take over.
Not even close. I went to work in the city for a couple years.
Wow. How was that?
It was important, I think.
Why'd you move back?
That's a story for another time. Maybe.
Well, are you happy?
Happy, Thomas? You've always been an idealist.
I just meant...
I'm glad I'm here, yes.
I know I can't stop talking about it, but...
Absolutely valid.
Right, but I just don't understand how this happened to them. They were good people. They didn't have any enemies.
Maybe it wasn't an enemy. Maybe they were closer than that.
They didn't have a lot of friends.
Well, they had you, right?
Of course.
When did you have dinner together?
Yeah, usually every other Tuesday. Except Dad had to work late last Tuesday, so I wasn't able to go.
I'm sorry, that's hard. Was it mostly casual?
What do you mean?
Your conversations.
Yeah, I guess. Just family conversations.
Right. Just clarifying. Did you ever maybe have to tackle any hard conversations? Maybe about money?
No. Why are you asking me this?
I'm just curious if there was anything in your relationship that could have made it tense.
Right, because then I would be a suspect. Hold up.
That is not at all what I'm saying.
You're questioning me.
Of course I'm not.
I think I should go.
No, wait. You're misinterpreting.
It's fine. I'm just feeling a little disappointed, I guess. I'm sure you're just trying to help. It's just, it's late. I'm tired. All of this is very... I should go.
Thomas.
I'll call you.
As much as I appreciate your silent support in this rom-com post-breakup looking scene, you guys should probably go. Alfie's going to start snoring soon, and I don't want to be here for his morning breath.
How do you know I have morning breath?
We work mornings together at least twice a week.
Yeah, but I hygieniate.
Not a word.
You're not a word. You driving me home?
As always. Ooh. Please don't call shotgun again. You're the only other person in the car.
You suck the fun out of everything.
Thanks, guys.
Always and forever, Macaroni.
I've been softened from grief and ignoring the awful nicknames, but by tomorrow, they must stop.
Detective Mulligan, audio log. I may have overstepped talking to Thomas, but I need to ensure that all close relatives are not suspect. I hope I didn't upset him too much. I need to bring the Thorne siblings and their friends in tomorrow.
I need to find out more about the Thorns. Why would someone want to kill them? Could it be revenge? To cover up a secret? Pure hatred?
Is that what they're calling it nowadays? That blasé, jaded attitude? The constant leaving the room? The spinning in circles? The excuses? Is that what possesses McKenna Thorne? Pure hatred? In the city, not far from the little suburb where parents are slaughtered, the lights are still on late into the night. Likely not the best people stalking the streets at such an hour. Some are hardened, some are fools. And when the hardened and the fools meet...
Admit it, brah. You struck out!
Yeah, he did.
Hey, check it. I'm gonna record this. Hey, little mama. We're talking to you. Damn, you're fine. Why are you all alone? You know it's dangerous to be all alone.
Yeah.
Oh, man, get some.
Leave us.
Us? Hey, bros. I think that she wants a little private time with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do it, man, do it.
Avoid calling attention to yourself.
Huh?
Avoid making a scene.
This bitch is crazy.
Do not kill unnecessarily.
Let's go. They had to lock you up. Something seriously wrong with...
No!
Oh, oh shit. Holy oh, shit. Shit! Get the fuck out of here!
No, come on! Get out! I will not be in prison further! Not by you! You will not! Cannot! This ends! If you must kill, hide for a time. Reduce suspicion. They will still be there when you're ready for them.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. The lead writer, Chris Burnside. Story by Anna Adamy, Chris Burnside, Megan Burnside, Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Carrie Zahn. The sound engineer was Dan Sievers. Sound design and score by Katie Seaton. Theme song and additional music by Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.